Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org, and in this video, I'm going to tell you why sometimes I behave like a dick. Alright, so why do I sometimes behave like a dick? And what I'm referring to here is sometimes the way that I might respond to a YouTube comment, or a comment on Actualize.org, or a point that I might make in one of my videos. Why do I do it in a dickish way at some points, and in not dickish ways at other points? So, a short story. You know, Zen masters. Do you know anything about Zen? Zen Buddhism is the Japanese tradition of attaining enlightenment through deep contemplation work. Basically, you sit and you meditate for years until finally you reach enlightenment. And this is a very, very hardcore practice. This is not something done very casually. This is something done with a lot of intensity. And so what will happen is that a student will go and sign up for Zen, and then he will sit there, and usually there is a Zen master, the guru. And he's going to help you to attain enlightenment. And so what you do is you listen to that guru and you do what he tells you to do. And if you do that for many, many years, eventually maybe you'll get there. And one of the things that Zen masters will do is that their students, they will sit in a hall and they will just meditate in a big group. The students will meditate. And the Zen master, he'll walk around and he'll observe them and he will give them little tidbits, instructions, some help. And the Zen master, he's kind of like this stoic, quiet figure, at least stereotypically. He's like this stoic, quiet figure who has a very penetrating way of showing you what you're doing wrong. And in order to crack through towards enlightenment, to really make the Zen process work for you, what you really have to do is you have to be very harsh with your ego, right? You can't pussyfoot around. Sometimes you gotta cut straight to the chase, and sometimes that's what a Zen master does, is he cuts straight to the chase, and sometimes that will hurt. Literally this might hurt. Physically it might hurt. In fact, what Zen masters do is they have a stick. They walk around with a stick, like a bamboo rod, and as the students are sitting there in the meditation hall meditating, well, they meditate for many hours, and I don't know if you've ever tried meditation. Sometimes when you're meditating and you're doing it for a long time, your mind gets tired and you tend to doze off, you tend to fall asleep. Well, you're not supposed to do that. That ruins your meditation. So the Zen master, he'll walk around with a bamboo stick and he'll smack people across the back of the head or the back of the shoulders in order to wake them up. So the reason I'm saying this is because that's kind of what I'm doing when I'm being a dick. If I'm being a dick to you in a comment, or I'm being a dick towards your point of view of life, the reason I'm doing that is because you're way off course, right? You're so off course that arguing with you logically is not the best way to help you. At that point, you need to be kind of shooken up. In fact, that's one of the challenges I have with these videos, is in trying to bring some of this wisdom that I've accumulated over the years, and trying to bring that to you and trying to communicate it in an effective way so that it actually takes root in your life. So it's not just running around in your head. Well, I need to wake you up. Some of you need to be woken up. And that's challenging to do, because I only have so much time with you. And if I sit here and I baby you, if we're playing this kindergarten game and I'm trying to be gentle with you and I'm not trying not to hurt you and I'm trying to soothe your ego, then that might feel nice for you, and you might like it, and you might like my video for me doing that, except the problem is that you're going to stay asleep. See, so many of you are asleep and you don't even know it. You don't know that you're asleep and you need to be woken up. And the only way sometimes to wake someone up is to really shake them, right? Shake them, put some fear into them. It's a rhetorical approach. It's kind of a style of teaching. And I don't think that that's always the best approach. So sometimes what'll happen is, sometimes I'll take a very compassionate approach. And I hear someone, and he or she posts a comment where they're really struggling, and I can feel like they're really struggling, they're really having a hard time, and they're just lost. They're lost, they're confused. So in that kind of situation, usually kind of my heart will go out to that person because I can relate to that. You know, I've been there myself. I can understand why that's happening with them. They don't have the knowledge, they don't have the mindsets, they don't have the experience. So with that kind of person, I'll be more patient. I'll write a long reply. I'll try to encourage them. And I think that's great. Sometimes I see people just behaving in stupid, stupid ways. Like they know better, right? They know better. They're wiser. They know what the right course of action is, but they're being lazy. Like they're so lazy. They're so plugged into groupthink that they're just like behaving in such ridiculous ways that they need to be shooken up. In that kind of situation, I'm not going to take a compassionate approach with you. That's the kind of situation where I take a stick and I hit you over the back of the head so that you understand that what you're doing is totally fucking stupid, right? And that you need to change. And sometimes that's what it takes. Sometimes it takes a nice knock on the back of the head to learn that what you're doing is not right. And then you go, oh, okay, I was asleep that whole time. Okay, now I understand I was asleep. Thank you for waking me up. Now, of course, most people don't take it that way. Most people, when you hit them over the back of the head with a stick, what do? They get mad at you. They start blaming you because their ego doesn't want to admit that they were wrong. That's usually the case. And, you know, that's one of the challenges that a true teacher faces, is that a true teacher, he has to be a little bit ruthless because he can't be gentle. Some students do not take to gentle handling. They need to be roughed up a little bit. And that means the teacher needs to do what he has to do, and then the student has to react however he reacts. And if the student leaves, if the student doesn't like the teacher, you know, well, tough luck. The fact is that there's specific things that you need to be doing in life in order to live a successful and happy life. And if you're not doing those things, then you're going to fail, right? One of the philosophies that I take with actualize.org is that I don't try to bullshit you guys. I try to be very direct. And when there's a clear principle that you're breaking, it needs to be made very, very clear, because one of the challenges that I've faced myself through the last 5 years of learning personal development is that sometimes people or teachers or self-help experts will take a very light-handed approach, and they'll be very compassionate, optimistic and very positive thinking, and they'll tell you that you can do anything and that everything's okay and things are going to be fine. And they take that kind of approach. And, you know, sometimes you need that encouragement. And I'm all about positive thinking, and I'm all about like dreaming and doing all that stuff. But your dreams and your positivity needs to be grounded. It needs to be grounded in something solid. Because if all you're doing is you're dreaming, and all you're doing is you're having wishful thinking, and you're thinking positive, and you think stuff is just going to happen for you miraculously, then I can guarantee that you're going to be miserable in life, and you're not going to be at the level of success that you want. You're not going to really be doing solid personal development. So part of my job, I feel, as someone who's working within this field, is to show you clearly where the boundaries are, right? Where you are wrong and where you are right. Because when you know clearly that you're wrong, well, then it's very easy to not do those things. At least you know. A lot of times what I found is that when a teacher is fuzzy about it and he tells you, well, maybe you're right, but maybe you're wrong, and he kind of like carves out these large gray areas, maybe that's even technically true, that this area is gray, but the fact is it doesn't help you because your mind is very tricky and it'll use that fact against you. And so you'll say, oh, well, that's a gray area, so I can just continue to be lazy and I can tell you to be stupid and I can continue to do all these self-destructive things and not start to kind of wise up and straighten my course. So sometimes you just need to be told that you need to straighten your course, because honestly, if you roll through life being asleep, being unconscious, doing unwise things, then you're not going to transform. You're not going to get the kind of results you want from life. You're going to sell yourself very, very short, and you're not going to self-actualize. So that is sometimes why I take a hard approach. I'm still trying to work that out, you know, when to take a soft approach, when to take a hard approach. Sometimes I get that wrong, but I'm learning, and I'm learning pretty quick. So that's what I had to say about that. That's why sometimes, if I'm a dick, excuse me, but I'm trying to do it for your own benefit, and I try not to take too much pleasure in it. Although, sometimes I take some pleasure in it. I need to get some pleasure out of this stuff. All right, so this is Leo. I'm signing off. Go ahead, post in your comments down below if you have any questions or concerns. And go ahead, like this, share this, and come check out actualize.org. Sign up to my newsletter. I release free videos, free articles every single week that help you to stay on course, right? Personal development is something that you do throughout your entire life. You want to be growing every single day, every single week, every single month, every single year. To do that, what I found is that you need someone to kind of help guide you, help keep you on course, help keep you reminding you of these things. So when you sign up to the newsletter, you're getting new ideas, new strategies, new techniques, all the stuff that I'm researching on a daily basis. You're getting the best of that for free. So what do you got to lose? Sign up. And if you stick with me and you keep doing this stuff and you become a hobbyist of personal development, then you're going to achieve so much in your life. You're going to achieve whatever goals you want. You can become self-actualized. You can become enlightened. You can get the career you want, the relationship you want, the health you want, the money you want, you know, all those material things that you're looking for. You can get all those. But more importantly, you can get the satisfaction of growing yourself. To me, that is the greatest satisfaction. And I want to share some of that discovery with you. So go ahead and sign up and you'll be getting those every week.